Welcome. I would like you to close your eyes and just slow down, bringing your attention to your breath and to your chest and your heart chakra area. What it feels like to breathe in your body right now in this time and space. You may find yourself relaxing on your exhales. What does it feel like as you sit here right now or lie down? What does your body feel like in the chair that it's sitting in, or the bed or couch or floor that you're lying on? Just bring your attention to your body right now and right here. Just observe and note any feelings you might have and where they are. There's a little bit of tension in an area or pain. And just watch as you breathe in and out. Feel what your feet feel like on the floor. If your legs are crossed, you uncross them so that they're flat on the ground. And with each inhale, you bring in some energy, some prana, some spirit, some light. And it goes down into your lungs, and your lungs send this energy to all the places in your body and all the cells in your physical body. And with each exhale, you release and send back all the cells, send back into the lungs what you no longer need, and through your mouth and nose, and you give it back to the mother, this beautiful reciprocal energy of inhale and exhale, to breathe in and out spirit energy. You find yourself relaxing a little deeper. You may notice thoughts. That's fine. You can just watch them and imagine them as clouds moving on. Bring your attention back to your breath, into your lungs, into your heart chakra, to your heart space. And I want you to imagine bringing your consciousness into your heart space, where you see a beautiful golden cord that's shimmering and light and changes color. And it goes down and you follow it. You hold on to it and you go down into your beautiful bowl, into your pelvic region, your seat of power and energy. And you watch and observe what it feels like here. Breathing it in and exhaling it out. And that golden cord that's there, it keeps going down, and you follow it through your spine, down through your chair or the bed or the floor, and down, down, deep into the earth, through clay and rocks and all the life that's teeming underneath the surface of the earth. And the cord keeps going easily, and you move with the cord down, further down into the depth, into the center of the earth, where there's a small pebble, and that cord that comes down wraps around that center pebble of the earth. And though it's small, it is mighty, and it is filled with grounded, beautiful earth energy that can feed your cord and sends that energy right back up into your body and into your presence. And you bring your consciousness back up through that cord, and it's shimmering and energized by the earth, and you feel yourself held by the earth as you move back up through the rocks and the clay and the ecosystem of the earth itself, herself, and you move up through the floorboards and through the spine and through the bowl and back into your heart space, and you feel yourself in that heart that is yours. This is a private space. It's cozy and yet open. You pay attention to what you're feeling, and there's connection to the earth that you have that's pulsating through your body, just like the breath and the air. And then you notice there's a beautiful flame in your heart in the center. And you notice there's a color associated with it. It might be blue, it might be red, it might be orange or yellow or a combination. It may be changing. And there's this beautiful, beautiful light of the creator that carries, that's carried within you and that you hold. Just by being born, just by being in this body, you carry the light of the Creator. And then as you watch this flame, you begin to notice it grows. It's almost as if it's getting larger with the more attention you bring to the flame of your heart. And it's really beautiful and illuminating your heart and the interior space, flickering and dancing. And there's this bubble that's created as it grows that holds you and the flame and your heart space, and that it too grows and becomes buoyant and pulls you with the flame up through your chest and through your neck, this beautiful light path, and through your head and the top chakra, your crown, and up above and through the roof and higher. And you bring your consciousness through this beautiful light of flame of your heart higher and higher into the clouds and into the space. And then you feel yourself going into what some call the upper world. You hear a pop, and you find yourself on the first level, and you keep going higher and higher through a second level and a third and a fourth. And you feel yourself with this beautiful light of your heart, of the Creator, of God, if you choose to use that word, of the light of what is. That brings us the unity light that we're all connected to. You go higher and higher, and you go through the fourth level and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth and tenth, and you feel yourself move higher, and 11th and 12th, and finally you feel yourself emerge onto the 13th level. Boo! And you see that you're in this beautiful illuminated white room filled with the 13 God grandmothers. There are these old, beautiful women, and they're sitting in a circle waiting for you expectantly, and they're cooing, and they are making beautiful sounds of love towards you, and they have these beautiful discs, the full moon in front of them that they hold in their bellies, and it's this moving dynamic light for each of them. And you may notice particular colors, you may notice symbols, you may notice sounds emanating from them. And there are 13 of these moons and 13 of these grandmothers, and they're here to support you. What the moon is, they're holding, is reflecting the light that you carry of the Creator, your inner sun, your power, your centeredness, and they're reflecting back to you your path. They're reflecting back your own light, the Creator light, and they're here to help and guide and support you through the coming year. Each one has a special message and a relationship with you. The first one that you see that calls to you, you go towards her and you start to feel her love as you get closer to her, and she holds you, if you're comfortable with this, and that she goes coo, 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 and rubs your hair and taps it and says how much love there is for you, and that the universe is supporting, and that your soul is supporting you. And she has messages within her light of the full moon of this next period, and of energies and the expectations that you have within yourself, and what is real and what is imagined, what is helpful and what is ready to be let go. And you ask her for your support in this time, and you find yourself journeying into the moon that she holds, the full moon, and you find yourself going in to the moon, and you find yourself visiting the moon and what she has to share with you about what it is that you are coming into climax with, what you're manifesting, what you are bringing into being this month and for this year, for the past year. And maybe, for instance, it might be decades or maybe even more, maybe lifetimes. And she has messages for you about this work in colors, and she might have an object or two or three gifts for you that will help you understand where you are right now and what your next steps are and where you are and the universe is holding you. You may have so many projects, it's hard to know which ones to ask about or if you can see them clearly. Whatever your experience is, exactly what you need right now. As you work within the moon, within the grandmother, and the colors, and you let yourself feel that energy. You let yourself feel the energy of the Creator within you, the light within you, and your purpose and your mission, and why you are here. You have unique gifts that no one else has. And the grandmother and the moon are here to help show you who you are by reflecting back your unique spirit, your unique plan. And you can see as this light illuminates the space, any blocks or resistances that you can work with today to help reduce and remove, so you're more free to walk forward in what you need to be doing in this time on the planet, which is so important, and that you're here for a reason. You have a plan. You came with a reason. And you are no doubt working with that, even if you're not conscious of it. And you let yourself just soak in this light, feeling your own light at this time, at this juncture, in this physical space, as we move towards the full moon. And you feel yourself letting go of things you no longer need in this journey space. And you feel the energy of the grandmother pull things out from you and pull things that you no longer need, intrusions, debris, things that you've put there yourself perhaps, or others have, just clearing the way so you can see more clearly, clearing the way and loving and nurturing you. And you know that you can come back here at any time and you feel the support and the clearing that's happening in your aura. In this time, in early 2023, when it's time to release and all the things that you can let go of to make space for the new, for the coming months, the coming moons. Are there any particular blocks or things that you're ready to release now? Any challenges? You can ask the grandmother in the space of the moon for help. If there's any tools that she can give you, any words of wisdom or symbols or colors, and ask for help in removing these blocks. What you need to do on the planet right now. For you realize and feel your own beauty and your own loveness. Support from the grandmother. And you realize it's time to go, and you thank the moon. And you feel yourself move out of the moon, back to looking at the grandmother and feeling her love as she gazes at you and your light and reflecting your light back. And you realize that the other grandmothers are all watching too and smiling and cooing softly. And you thank all of them for their love and their support. And you know you can come back here at any time and ask them for questions and ask them for guidance. And you bow and you thank them. And you thank your ancestors. And you thank your lineages that have helped you get to this space. And you go back through, down, down, through following your light. Following your light down through the 12th level and the 11th and the 10th. Down through the 9th and the 8th and the 7th, moving quickly, 6th through the 5th, through the 4th, through the 3rd, through the 2nd, through the 1st, and you find yourself in space, going down and through the clouds, and you see the top of the roof of the building you're in, and you're going back down and down and down, and you see yourself, and you go through the crown of your head, down through your neck, down into your beautiful heart space and this beautiful illuminated flame that is both here and with the grandmothers and connecting your way. And you offer your thanks to yourself and all that you've been through to get to this point in this strange time on the planet right now. And you offer thanks to the Mother Earth below. And you feel your deep connection to her and know that you're held and that beautiful golden energy cord that goes down into her, and that you walk with her. All your movement is with her. And then you bring your consciousness back to your breath in your 3D body in the chair that you're sitting in. And you ask for guidance as you move into the next stage, and you move your fingers. And you can open your eyes when you're ready and write down and draw what you have experienced in your art journal. Any colors that stand out, any symbols, any stories, any words, flash of imagery. Maybe it's even sounds and music. Welcome back. Be gentle with yourself. Much love.